Unit 12. Krakatoa, west of Java. Page 142. The movie Krakatoa, East of Java, 1969, was about the eruption of a volcano, Krakatoa, in 1883. It was filled with inaccurate information. The most inaccurate thing about it was its title. Krakatoa is in the Sunda Strait, south of Sumatra, and west, not east, of Java. The movie involved hidden treasure, hot air balloons, and pirates, but the actual event was not an exciting adventure. In fact, the eruption was one of history's worst natural disasters. Today, on the Javanese coast, 40 kilometers from Krakatoa, tourists relax on Karita Beach. The Indonesian word Karita means story. Karita Beach was named for the ghost stories told about the thousands who died in the eruption. In early 1883, the Krakatoa, or Krakatau, volcano was still quiet. It was located on the small, uninhabited island of Rakata in the Dutch East Indies, which was covered by tropical forests. No volcanic action had occurred there for 200 years. In May of 1883, the volcano awoke. The earth shook and rumbled. Smoke and ash poured into the air. Earthquakes continued, and volcanic activity became stronger over the next 3 months. On August 26th, at about 1 p.m., the first of four mighty explosions occurred. Smoke rose 27 kilometers into the air. Three more blasts, each more powerful than the last, followed the next day. The last one, at 10:02 a.m., was the most violent explosion in modern times. It was thousands of times more powerful than an atomic bomb. The walls of the volcanic cone collapsed, and seawater poured into the lava chamber below the volcano, turning into superheated steam. The noise from the fourth explosion was the loudest ever heard. People heard it in Perth, Australia, 3,000 kilometers away. The explosion created terrifying tsunami, also known as tidal waves. These towering waves, 40 meters high, crashed against nearby shores. They destroyed 125 villages on both sides of the Sunda Strait and took 36,419 lives. The Sumatran town of Teluk Betung and the Javanese town of Merak completely disappeared. The waves swept over a penal settlement on Engano Island, killing all the prisoners. In Sumatra, a wave broke a lighthouse like a matchstick. In Java, a wave lifted a Dutch warship and carried it 2 kilometers up a river. The tsunamis sped across the Indian and Pacific Oceans, and large waves hit the west coast of South America and the east coast of Africa. Krakatoa's explosions threw 21 cubic kilometers of ash and rock into the air. 30-kilogram boulders fell on islands 100 kilometers away. Millions of pieces of floating pumice floated in the seas like rafts, blocking the path of steamships. These pumice rafts washed up on beaches in Africa and South Pacific Islands years later, sometimes with tree roots, animal skeletons, and even human remains aboard them. The cities of Batavia, now known as Jakarta, and Singapore became as dark as night for days. The fine ash traveled around the world and spread to the northern latitudes. For years, sunrises were green and blue, and sunsets were blood red. In New York and other cities, firefighters were called out at sunset several times because people thought they saw distant fires. However, colorful sunsets were not the only effect of the volcanic dust. The dust blocked the sun's heat and light, lowering the average global temperature. The year 1884 was the year without summer. Farm production in North America, Europe, and Australia dropped, and farmers suffered as their crops failed. Many had to leave their land. The weather did not return to normal until 1888. Another result of the explosion was that three-quarters of the island of Rakata disappeared. Only a small remnant of the old cone and two small islands remained. The rest was submerged under 80 meters of water. The remaining islands were lifeless, burned by fire and buried in ash. Therefore, they could serve as laboratories for biologists who wanted to study how life develops in a sterile environment. Plant life reappeared in 3 years. Other than bats and birds, the first animal arrivals were spiders. Using their silk-like parachutes, they flew to the islands on breezes. Lizards and snakes swam, and small mammals floated there on tree branches or in coconut shells. Today, the islands are full of life. Krakatoa remained quiet until 1927, when underwater eruptions began. In 1928, a cone appeared above the waves. Russian geologist W. A. Petroshevsky named the new volcano Anak Krakatoa, which means Krakatoa's child in Indonesian. There have been 9 periods of activity since then, the most recent in 1995. The mountain grows 7 meters higher and 13 meters wider annually. In his 2003 book, Krakatoa, The Day the World Exploded, John Winchester writes that the Krakatoa eruption was the first great world news story. Like the waves it created, news of the event spread around the globe in days. The world was for the first time connected by undersea telegraph cables. Just a few years before, news from Asia had taken months to reach North America and Europe. The Krakatoa disaster showed that the world had become a much smaller place.